Foxconn is a corporate name that's been associated with long hours, terrible labor conditions, and employee suicides. It's also Apple's largest supplier. Its workers in China assemble iPhones, iPads, and other Apple products. 3 years ago, at least 10 Foxconn employees killed themselves. That led Apple to hire the Washington-based Fair Labor Association to document working conditions. This week, the FLA issued another of its interim reports, saying Foxconn has made a lot of progress. Fire escapes and sprinkler systems are now part of factory architecture. Wages are double what they once were. But working hours remain an issue. Chinese law puts the limit for factory work at 40 hours a week plus 9 hours of overtime. Foxconn has now cut its maximum weekly hours to 60, which means it's still breaking Chinese law, never mind international labor standards. The head of the FLA says a shortage of workers makes it difficult to cut those hours. Then there's Apple's production cycle. That picks up around new product introductions, which often mean overtime. Foxconn has only a few months to improve working hours and other conditions. It faces a deadline of July. Bill Dorman, NPR News.